And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this phrase of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdillah, inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawmil qiyamah. O Aba Abdillah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, ila yawmil qiyamah, until the day of resurrection. Up to this part, we have conditioned our unity with the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam with the target ila yawmil qiyamah, until the day of resurrection. But this does not imply that our promise ends with the day of resurrection, but it only reveals perpetuity. This is because the one who is loyal to the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam throughout the period of this world, in the true sense of the word, will never separate from them. In the beautiful words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we read, "Man ahabbana kana ma'ana, aw ja'a ma'ana yawm al-qiyamati hakadha, thumma jama'a bayna as-sababatayn." Whosoever loves us will be with us, or will come with us on the day of resurrection, like this. And then the Imam joined the forefingers of his two hands. This means the man or woman must be with them. The ones who love them will be with them and will not for a second separate from them. That is because the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are the only possible mediation on earth. There is not a bit of corruption or defect in them. The Ahlul Bayt are the ones who Allah has أذهب عنهم الرجس. He has removed any hidden or manifest uncleanness from them. The Holy Prophet has said regarding the revelation of the verse of purification, نَحْنُ أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ طَهَّرَهُمُ اللَّهُ. We are the Ahlul Bayt who Allah purified. In an important fragment, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِنَّمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِطَاعَةِ الرَّسُولِ لِأَنَّهُ مَعْصُومٌ مُطَهَّرٌ لِأَنَّهُ مَعْصُومٌ مُطَهَّرٌ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِمَعْصِيَةٍ. Allah has declared his creatures to obey the messenger because he is infallible and purified, and he does not order to sin. وَإِنَّمَا أَمَرَ بِطَاعَةِ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ لِأَنَّهُمْ مَعْصُومُونَ مُطَهَّرُونَ لَا يَأْمُرُونَ بِمَعْصِيَةٍ. And he has decreed to obey those in authority because they are infallible and purified, and they do not order to sin. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has also said, "Inna ahlu baytin akraman Allahu bil Islam wa akhtarana wa astafana wa ijtabana fa adhhaba 'anna ar-rijsa wa tahharana tathira." We the Ahlul Bayt are those whom Allah has honored by Islam, chosen from among all creatures and removed any uncleanness and purified a thorough purification. Uncleanness, Imam says, is the same as doubt. Imam continues, "We never have any doubt about Allah and His religion."
When people ask, "I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right," go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, "I'm confused," say, "Please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion." You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is: do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the Zair, the man or woman on earth, has to stay with the Ahlul Bayt until the day of resurrection. Not just the fact that the promise ends with the day of resurrection, but this ila yawm al-qiyamah only reveals perpetuity. The one who wants to stay with the Ahlul Bayt must not doubt about them. Inna shakka wal ma'siyata fi an-nar laysa minna wa la ilayna. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Doubt and sin are in fire. They are neither from us, nor do they come to us. Because Allah has removed uncleanness from them." In Ziyara Jami'a Kabira, Imam Hadi alayhi salam says, "وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكُمُ الْأَئِمَّةُ الرَّاشِدُونَ الْمَهْدِيُونَ الْمَعْصُومُونَ الْمُكَرَّمُونَ." I bear witness that all of you are guide leaders, rightly guided, infallible, and Allah has kept you safe from unruly disorderliness. عَسَمَكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الزَّلَلْ وَآمَنَكُم مِنَ الْفِتَنْ وَطَهَّرَكُم مِنَ الدَّنَسْ. Allah removed uncleanness from you, وَأَذْهَبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسِ, and has cleaned you with a thorough cleansing. وَطَهَّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Verily, Allah, who is free from any defect, has placed prophethood and imamah in a household which is free from any uncleanness. Why? Because men can realize the dignity that they deserve through the mediation of the Ahlul Bayt, because they will be immune from infidelity. They will be removed from any carnal desires and sins, and they will, God willing, have a happy life both in this world and hereafter by meeting Allah and abiding in paradise. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم
لبيك يا حسين